USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr is removing the chief of the Bureau of Prisons after Jeffrey Epstein's suicide in a federal jail in Manhattan earlier this month. Barr says on Monday that he removed Hugh Hurwitz, who was the agency's acting director. The firing comes 9 days after Epstein apparently hanged himself while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. The head of the country's largest municipal police union is condemning New York City's mayor and the police commissioner after the firing of an officer who used a deadly chokehold on an unarmed person back in 2014. Patrick Lynch is the president of the Police Benevolent Association of New York.
This mayor needs to be removed. The police commissioner needs to know he's lost his police department.
Police officer Daniel Penaleo was fired based on a judge's recommendation that Penaleo used a banned chokehold that contributed to the death of Eric Garner. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Speaking at an event today in Detroit, Michigan, Vice President Mike Pence is praising the U.S. economy.
The United States of America had one of the highest corporate rates in the world. But now we've lowered the corporate tax rate so that companies right here in Michigan can compete with companies and create jobs.
The Vice President continues.
The United States, Mexico, Canada agreement is completed and support in Congress is growing by the day.
The man suspected of shooting six Philadelphia police officers during an hours-long standoff is facing multiple charges of attempted murder. 36-year-old Maurice Hill is suspected of firing more than 100 rounds from guns he illegally purchased.
He has been charged with attempted murder, assault on a law enforcement officer, aggravated assault, simple assault, second-degree misdemeanor, and reckless endangerment of another person.
Hill has a long criminal record that dates back 2 decades and is set to appear in court in September. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the White House is not worried about an economic slowdown.
It's just not the way we see it. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy. But they only cover it when they can use Sesame's Grover word of the day, recession. Look, the fundamentals are very strong. We know that more people are working now than ever before in American history, more people off of the sidelines back into the workforce.
Representatives of more than 180 nations have begun a 12-day meeting in Switzerland to talk about protections for vulnerable species. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The envoys to the World Wildlife Conference on Trade in Endangered Fauna and Flora will take up issues like the ivory trade that endangers elephants and the demand for shark fin soup that is taking a severe toll on shark populations. The envoys gather every 3 years to try to make sure that global trade doesn't put wildlife survival at risk. This one comes 3 months after the first comprehensive UN report on biodiversity, which warned that more than 1 million species of plants and animals are in danger of extinction.
And finally, the first Porsche ever designed failed to sell at an auction over the weekend. The Type 64 was expected to go for millions at an auction Saturday in California, although the $17 million that was bid was not enough to meet the minimum asking price. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.